by Krishna came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What were the reasons? You can also express the different stages of transcendental mood of the associates of Krishna, especially Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika. This is the mode. But how this bhakti descends in this world? Can you tell the process how it comes in this world, in the heart of Jiva, especially or ignorant conditional soul? How? As you have heard, Satang Prasangam Ambrija Samhita, and he told, bhakti can come by the association of high class of devotees. What kind of that devotee should be? Oh, like Narad. Oh, he told, oh, bhakti should be. And that it should be like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramana, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas Dev, or Uttam Mahabhagavat. The association of that. If you have, then bhakti will come. Not like those who are not qualified. They don't follow bhakti process. They don't chant name, Om. They may chant 16 rounds, mind here and there, not fixed in Krishna. There is no even transcendental sabda in their heart. What to tell Nishtha, Ruchi and Asakti and how and love and affection thing? How they can give? You should always think, those who have this wealth of bhakti in their heart, they can give. Otherwise, those who have no bhakti in their heart, they cannot give. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata. Guru. What kind of guru? Not kangaroo. Kangaroo, you know? Not like that. Really, qualified and bona fide. He can be, who has wealth of this bhakti in their heart. Guru should be so qualified. And bhakta, no difference in between bhakta and guru. Guru is superior among devotees. So bhakta should be like that. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakta. Only by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Guru means here bhakta also. By their mercy we can have. But you will have to know who is Guru really. Don't be in confusion. There are some symptoms which has been written in Bhagavat and Vedas, Upanishad. We should know. And what is the nature or what is the symptom of pure Vaishnava? Pure Vaishnava and Guru don't, they never criticize anybody. They have no time at all to criticize anybody. those who are criticizing, they are offenders. They have not come even in the stage of Kanishtha Vaishnava. Never. So I want that Madhava Maharaj to express some symptoms of Guru and Vaishnava, that we will know that what is really, who is really Guru and who is really Vaishnava, and by their association we can have pure bhakti as other Vaishnava. Go on. Very simple word that all can, especially the devotees of native place, this place.
First of all, I pay my obeisance. The Gurudev ordered me, what is the symptom of Guru and Vaishnava? Just you have heard that Vaishnavas, among Vaishnavas, Gurudev is best among Vaishnavas. So Gurudev will say, best Vaishnava. So, you have heard from Gurudev, Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Latabhi. If you want to serve Krishna, then something is needed. What is that? Bhakti Latabhi. Seeds of bhakti. What is that? Desire to serve Krishna is called Bhakti Latabhi. So, by causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna, or combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, you can get that seed. So now, we have to first know what is the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. If we go here and there, then I am Guru. No, you have to know what is the proper symptom of Guru. Then you can understand yourself, because Bhagavan has given you intelligence. You can understand who is bona fide Gurudev. Then you never defeat it. So you must have to know the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures have told us, Tasmat Guru Prapadeta Jigyasasya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasayam. So, Tasmat Guru Prapadeta, if you want to know and want to surrender yourself, the lotus feet of Gurudev, so you have to go to Gurudev. What is his symptom? Sabde Parecha Nishnatam and Brahman Upasamasayam. He has two symptoms. One is called internal symptom, another called external symptom. What is external symptom? Sabde Nishnatam. That means he will be expert in all scriptures. He will be perfect in all scriptures. If you want to know any inquiry, if you have any question, if you have any doubt in your mind, oh Gurudev, I couldn't understand, what is the answer? Immediate, he will quote some scriptures and remove your doubt from your heart. And if you ask for any question about scriptures, oh, tomorrow I shall answer you, or I don't know, or he can quote from here and there from any material thing, this is the proper symptom. So you must be expert in all scriptures like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Veda, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and others. Another thing, Upasamasrayam. He must be detached from material desires. In this world, all are engaged in material desires. More or less everybody has some material desires. But he came to know by association, by this material desire you not be happy. So how we can be happy? Then we came to know in good association. We have to take shelter of bona fide Gurudev, and we have to do bhajan of Bhagavan Krishna or Lord Ram, etc. Then we will be happy. So he came in contact of Vaishnavas and to Gurudev. So Gurudev must be detached. In this world, all materialistic persons, they are engaged in 3 W. means omen, oil and oil. If you go to them, they could not help you. And moreover, they are more entangled in job, childhood, drink, and dance in nightclub with girlfriend or boyfriend and dollars. And this is their destiny. If you go to them, they could not help you to advance in Krishna consciousness. So Bonafide Guru must be detached from all these things, from CW and this. So have to be careful. These two are external symptoms. And internal symptoms, paration is nasam. He must be realized soul. Then he is Uttam Guru, Uttam Bhagavad.
What is the meaning of realize?
Realize means he knows who is he. Means who is he are doing for our physical body. And sometimes we control by our subtle body, means mind. And doing all these activities. We are taking this cloth, we are eating for maintaining our body. But for whom people are loving us, we are talking and laughing, joking each other. For whom we have soul. To whom you are loving so much. Husband loving wife, wife loving husband, father loving his kids, and kids are loving their dads and mom. If soul will go away from body, no one will love you. So he must be realized, he must know who am I, and what is my soul, and what is the relation between my soul and super soul.
Moreover, he has realized how to love. What is love and affection to Krishna? Fully realized, and he is serving them.
And moreover, which you have heard from Gurudev, he must know what is love, what is the relation between him and divine couples. Knowing this, realizing this, he is serving always to divine couples. Then he is bona fide Gurudev.
Otherwise, not
bona fide Guru. Which you have heard from Gurudev, that Australian kangaroo. But if Guru is like bona fide symptom, he has like these two symptoms, then please go to him, surrender yourself. Don't be entangled in rumor, oh, he is good or not, he is bad, this and that. Who is approaching you? Don't go to him. He is not good, he is not lying. Is he lying himself? Who is not in line? They thought, maybe he is not in line, you are not in line. Just like if someone is sick, if you see anyone in a civil race, oh, maybe he's police or CID. Similarly, who is not in proper line? They thought everyone not in proper line. So don't be overcome by them. So Bhagavan has given you intelligence. You can judge yourself, or you can come in contact of good association. Then you can understand who is bona fide Gurudev, and please come in proper contact, then your life will be successful.
Even you should know that even a Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, he has so many qualities. Kripalu, Akrita Dosh, and so you should define. These are the symptoms of Sadharan Vaishnava.
So,
ordinary one. And who are in top? Oh, so many. All these symptoms of Guru are there.
Kripalu means he must be merciful. Or Krita Droha. If someone is in little heat, he must not be envious towards them. Just like Haridas Thakur, he is beaten by 22 marketplaces. But he never ask or pray to God, please punish them. Always pray to Bhagavan. Oh, please forgive them. Akrita Droha. Satyasar, he must be always speak truth, truthful. And
he never speaks lies.
He never tells lies.
He never criticizes anyone, even they are wrong.
He has no time to criticize others, because he is always engaged in service of divine couples. He could not understand them. Just like all of you are sitting here, or when you are going to your job, or your business, sitting on your chair, if you think anything, any other thing, none can understand your mind. similarly, the bona fide Gurudev is beyond mind. They are always serving divine couple by their soul. So when you come in the level, then you can understand how they are serving divine couple. So they have no time at all to criticize to others. So they are beyond a criticize, beyond a criticism. Sattva, sad, sama, and they are equal, decent to all. And neither, they have no fault. Vadanna, they are great donors. And Sukhi means always pure.
What donors?
They are donating pure bhakti. They call Mahavadanna. In this world, if you are hungry, someone can give you some food. If you have no cloth, someone can give you some cloth or food. They are donors, but it is for momentary. But what bona fide Guru will give, it will affect on your soul and is permanent. It never be going to end. So they are great donors in this world.
If anyone putting tilak, telling that I've been initiated by this past guru, not chanting always and criticizing others, what type of Vaishnava is he? What type? Is he Vaishnava or not? Never. There is no time at all to criticize anyone. If he will criticize anyone, Hansi, Nindati,
Vaidvesti,
what is it?
So, if you have Tilak, Kanti and Sikhat, etc., but you are not
always this in hand you.
And chanting bead on your hand, but you are criticizing other vegetables. Could not tolerate them. So what will be the result? So our teacher told, Hamti, Nindanti, Vaidesti, Vaishnavanna Vinandati, Krudhate Yatina Harsa, Darsani Patatani, sir. So Hamti, if you beat any Vaishnav, or kill any Vaishnav, Hamti, Nindanti, and criticize other Vaishnavas, Hamti, Nindanti, Vaidesti, and envious move towards Vaishnavas.
No, Vinandas.
Vaishnava Navi Nandati.
If Vaishnava is coming.
Vaishnava Navi Nandati. If some Vaishnava is coming or Vaishnavas are coming, you know. But you are not going to welcome them. It's superior to you. Knowing everything, you are not going to welcome them. This is also one fault. Rukhdhate. Seeing Vaishnava, you have become very angry. Oh, why he came in my zone? Maybe he will share my wealth. I don't like if you come in my zone. So this is also one fault. And
also telling others not to go in highest association. Always like this. Or this is not the symptom of any Vaishnava. If any Vaishnava was Jivas, but doing so he fall down. No Vaishnava. We should not give honor to this class of Vaishnava.
So, jati no harsha, seeing Vaishnava, you must be very happy. If you are not happy and you take others, don't go there. What is this nonsense thing this Vaishnava offers? If you do all six things, or among six, five, or four, or three, two, one, you must have to go to hell without any hell. None can protect you in this world. So, be very careful. Don't do any Vaishnava offers. If you do, your bhakti lata will be stagnant and could not advance anymore in Krishna consciousness.
If anyone is doing like this, he is totally not Vaishnava. They don't know what is Vaishnavata.
And this Vaishnavata is uprooted bhakti kripa.
Yes.
And he is bound to go hell without any hell. None can protect you, none can save you. So be careful, don't do any Vaishnava parad. If you want to be happy in this world and advance in Krishna consciousness. So now we shall hear from Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Bandha Kalpato Bhagavata Varasim
Gurudev. If any pure devotee is preaching Krishna consciousness, here and there. And any other guru is also doing so, is preaching. Then they are friends. Why to quarrel among them? No reason at all to quarrel. I think that what Swamiji was preaching, oh, love and affection of Krishna. And if someone is doing so, he's preaching. Tell him, he surely embrace him. Oh, you are my friend. And that is Swamiji told me to help his devotees. Same thing. If I am preaching, I will see that, oh, this person is helping so much. My devotee, my disciple. Oh, then I will be very much pleased to him. And I will make him friend. Oh, you are helping me by helping my disciple. So this is a good thing. But why friction here? It means there is something loop and hole. And what is that? We have thought that all here, the devotees are my property. Disciples are my property. And that is why anyone can see. Pure devotee has nothing concerned to do with all these bogus things. If anyone is helping my disciples, oh, I will be very thankful to that person. And I will tell, oh, I am detecting that you are helping my devotee. You know that who was the guru of Parikshit Maharaj and from whom he heard Srimad Bhagavatam actually was the real association guru, Diksha Guru. It was first class Vaishnava himself. Playing in the laps of Krishna, he cannot do any wrong. Never, never. So he called Parikshit Sukadev Goswami and welcomed and heard from him. Not only he, 88,000 of Rishi, Maharshi, and so many, all there present. And they all became pure devotees, having love and affection. Who helps us, helps anyone to become a pure devotee? Really, he is good. If a Diksha Guru who has initiated but not helping and he has been depreciated and he is not pure Vaishnava, can he help? Never, never. But even a Shiksha Guru, whether he has given initiation or not, of pure Vaishnava, Shiksha Guru, he can help so much. And really he is Guru. And this is called Bhagavat Parampara. This is approved by our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Kavi Karanapur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, all our Guru Parampara has accepted. So we should think and we should have a strong belief that those who are helping us in developing of Krishna consciousness, really he is good. Whether he has initiated Diksha Mantra or not. Otherwise, he cannot help. We know that who is helping us in Krishna consciousness, really he is good. And he should having all the qualities that we are expressed. So, I want to speak something about bhakti. But as a general rule for making platform of bhakti, we should know all these things. Otherwise, we may be deprived. Anyone can cheat. And they may tell that you should have a box in your house all devotees and give daily $1 there. And in the end of month you should send to me. Like this. And hearing and seeing everywhere like this, bogus. When Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadev Goswami, had he donated any farthing to Sukadev Goswami? He was naked, Sukadev Goswami.
No pocket.
No pocket even. No even door coffin. Door coffin, you know? Never. What Parikshit Maharaj can give to Sukadev Goswami? Nothing. So what you can give to me? Worldly thing? You cannot give anything. So we can give. Yes. So now I want to explain something about bhakti. Anya bhilasita jnan karma jnanavita anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti. I forget to do pranam to my guru. Ajnana timiram dasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai. Oh, by millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my paramaradhya guru Om Vishnu Vasishun Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, and same to my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Vasishun Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj. Now I have told that Anya Vilasitas, and perhaps it has been explained by you. Yes, Bhakti. Can you tell my boy? Anya bhilashita, the meaning? Oh, so you should stand up and tell the meaning. Anya bhilashita. This side? Anyone? Anyone? This is called Uttama Bhakti. The example of Uttama Bhakti are only gopis. And among gopis, Srimati Radhika. Bansi. These are Uttamottama. The mood of Radhika. How she is pleasing and serving Krishna. Even in he becomes angry, and he molds his mouth like that. I will not. Even she does man, you know.
Okay.
Why? To please Krishna. He can give his face on the head of Krishna to please Krishna. We cannot imagine what are their needs. We may think that, oh, Yashoda Ma is binding Krishna and he is weeping, and with his stick he wants to kill. Oh, this is purest bhakti. You cannot imagine how. Duryodhan invited Krishna in his golden royal palace, and he prepared so many preparations, very sweet and delicious, and he was present to Krishna. But Krishna what told? Oh, I'm not hungry, I'm not a beggar person, I'm Atma Kam. Atma Ram, Ram Yogi, more than that. I have come to for a job here, and without completing, I cannot take anything. Especially you have no love and affection for me. How can I take it? I am not a beggar. Understand? So he never has to. And Yashoda Ma, with his stick, binding him. And Krishna is weeping. This is what? How? Oh, the symptoms of bhakti is so high. We cannot understand. Because we are Kanishta Adhikari. Or some are going to enter in Madhyam Adhikari. How we can? So, from beginning stage, I want to give some explanation for bhakti. And they are divided into five kinds of bhakti. Then you can understand the mood of bhakti. Otherwise, you can. What are they?